Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The dynamic French trio Amaryllis is the highlight of a recent 4-CD box set on the Naïve label. This week, Harmonia explores their release Europe Baroque, which includes the music of Vivaldi and Handel, as well as an exciting tour through 17th century Italy and the late French Baroque. That and a new release of music by Johann Christoph Peitz, performed by the Baroque orchestra Le Muffatti. a chaconne by Johann Christoph Peetz, and that's spelled P-E-Z, like the candy. Le Muffatti performed under the direction of Peter van Huygen. The French trio Amaryllis has achieved quite a lot in the last 15 years. Not only have they received several prizes at international competitions, but they've been prolific in creating a discography on the French record label Naïve. The ensemble consists of two sisters, Héloïse and Ophélie Gaillard, and the harpsichordist Violin Crochard. Héloïse plays both the baroque oboe and recorder, while Ophélie is the group's cellist. The trio is sometimes expanded with singers and instrumentalists, depending on the kind of music they explore. A recently released box set of four CDs entitled Europe Baroque gives us a mini-tour through the Baroque, which draws from Amaryllis's back catalog. One of the recordings includes music from 17th century Italy and highlights works by Giovanni Antonio Pandolfi and Giuseppe Iacchini.
Thank you.
We heard La Bernabea for recorder and basso continuo by Giovanni Antonio Pandolfi. Before that, Giuseppe Iacchini's cello sonata in A minor. Both were performed by the French trio Amaryllis, Eloise Gaillard, recorder, Ophélie Gaillard, cello, and Violaine Cochard, harpsichord. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to Baroque music from a recent box set release on the Naive label with the ensemble Amaryllis. One of the recordings focused on Antonio Vivaldi's music, in particular his concertos for recorder and for cello. While expanded into an orchestra, the trio's two sisters were the featured soloists in some of Vivaldi's most brilliant compositions. We'll hear excerpts from his concerto in C major for sopranino recorder, but first the opening movement from his concerto in C minor for cello. Amaryllis performs. music of Antonio Vivaldi, including excerpts from his Concerto in C Major for recorder and his Concerto in C Minor for cello. They were both performed by Ensemble Amaryllis. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're exploring a recent 4-CD release by the French group Amaryllis, entitled Europe Baroque. Like many a successful ensemble, Amaryllis devoted an entire recording to the music of George Frideric Handel. Naturally, they concentrated on his sonatas for recorder as well as sonatas for oboe. Let's listen to them perform Handel's oboe sonata in C minor, followed by the final two movements from his recorder sonata in F major. chamber music by George Frederick Handel, his oboe sonata in C minor, and excerpts from his F major sonata for recorder were performed by Ensemble Amaryllis. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to Ensemble Amaryllis perform music from Europe Baroque, a recent compilation release on the Naïve label. For the program entitled Jeux de Dames à la Cour, Ladies Who Play at Court, Amaryllis took as inspiration the kind of music that noble women might have played at court in 18th century France. The composers included Barrière, Hautetaire, Boismortier, Rameau, and others. We'll hear Amaryllis perform Michel de la Barre's Sonata L'Inconnu in G major for recorder and basso continuo.
Thank you.
heard Amaryllis perform Michel de la Barre's Sonata L'Inconnu in G major for recorder and basso continuo. The ensemble's members are Eloise Gaillard, recorder, Ophélie Gaillard, cello, and Violaine Cochard, harpsichord. Our new release of the week features the orchestral music of German Baroque composer Johann Christoph Pätz. A Rame label recording, Pätz's music is given a spirited reading by the Baroque orchestra Le Muffati under the direction of Peter van Huygen. A Sinfonia, Fugue, and Aria for Orchestra by Johann Christoph Pates. Le Muffatti performed in a new release on the Ramey label. Peter van Huygen directed. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.